T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan.
That's kind of like your hometown, isn't it?
It is, actually.
I thought he was a little thuggish as I clench my wallet.
You know, rep the D.
Yeah. I'm
lived there for like 18 months.
Yeah. I thought you were a little thuggish.
Yeah, that's where I get it.
Yeah, I can see that. So, we're talking about high school cars. And these kids today, like the Mustangs, like that was so popular. Everybody wanted a Fox Body or an SN95 or when I was in school. And even like a classic Mustang or anything like that. But now kids are like, a Tesla would be awesome.
You know, it's funny.
Really? A Tesla?
The reason that I rocked the classic Mustang in high school is I got a scholarship for college, and I was going to go to USC, and my dad said, you can either go to USC and drive your four-year-old car through college, or you can go to Greenville Tech, and I'll buy you a new car. So I was like, I want a Mustang GT. He's like, I'll get you a new Mustang, but not a GT. The last thing that you want to be in high school, at least back in our day, is the kid that has the new V6 Mustang.
No, you don't
want
to be that.
So I was like, yeah, I don't want that. He was like, well, what about an old one? And we'll fix it up for you. So I was like, yeah, let's just do that instead. Consequently, it was a 6-cylinder, but it didn't really matter.
It was still a cool Mustang, though.
Yeah, it sounded good.
It was a good-looking Mustang, too.
It was. It was very pretty. It was a terrible car.
It was a terrible car. Most fun ones are terrible cars.
Yeah, not good transportation by any stretch, but it sure was pretty.
It was pretty. It looked good sitting on the side of the road.
Yeah, or sitting behind Pete's with my dad holding a flashlight while I changed the carburetor again.
Again.
I had a spare carburetor in the trunk.
I rotated the carburetors.
Autolite 1100. Man, I can change one of those in my sleep.
He said I was so good at it.
The reason I had one in the trunk, actually, is because I went through so many that AutoZone said, just keep your core.
Like, just keep it.
The one that didn't work right, like just they said, just keep. That's a freebie. Just put it in your trunk.
That's bad.
Yeah, I went through like 8 of them.
That's really bad.
Yeah, not good car right.
That might be your carb guy or your...
Well, it was AutoZone. I was buying remanufactured ones.
I mean... Of course, I guess if they swap them out, I mean, it's all that matters if you're wearing the studs out of the intake to do it. But I mean,
yeah,
it's that lifetime warranty. The you're talking about the Fox Body Mustangs, you know, with no airbags and no fluff, no safety. It's got seat belts. The end.
Yeah,
we were talking. I was down at Caffeine and Octane this past weekend, and Ed's got his 2007. What's that? Pond scum green, but what's the color for it?
Something Drago.
Yeah, Verde.
Verde Drago, I think.
Or Draco. Or
Draco Verde.
Dracula or something. Yeah. One of those.
Count Chocula.
Something like that.
I don't know.
And he had his green Lambo there, and he was talking about the airbags. You had to have a key to turn the airbag on and off. And it's a separate key from the car. It's not the same key. And he said he don't have that key. He said, you know, these aren't the child safe airbags, so he couldn't put his son in there. And, yeah, it's like, yes, there's real airbags. You know, the ones where you don't hit the windshield, but it'll decapitate you.
Right, yeah.
You know, so.
It's like getting punched in the face.
Yeah, literally. But, hey, you didn't eat glass, did you? You know?
That's true, man. Airbags are a great thing.
Yeah, though, they saved your life.
They did, literally.
Literally.
I would have been shot through the windshield into an oak tree head first. I still almost died, but.
You know.
The airbag was the difference maker.
Hey, you know what? And that's a good thing.
Yes.
That's a good thing. So, you're talking about the high school cars. Another popular high school car. What's the pickup truck?
Oh, absolutely.
You always had the truck guys.
Yeah.
They had the cool trucks.
Well, and we, not to sound cliche, but We were from the end of the era where, like, all the pickup trucks in our parking lot did have gun racks, like, hanging in the rear mirror.
Not guns in them necessarily, but they did have gun racks.
Right. Right, because hunting.
Yeah, well, that and bringing guns to school. But it was a different time.
I feel like I'm hitting on all the wrong stuff tonight.
Went from shaking babies to taking guns to school.
I don't mean to.
But, I mean, you know, there's things that I think about in high school that I did back then that you could never get away with now. Like, I tell people this story all the time. You remember the Maglite flashlights?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they still make them, but, like, they used to be super popular back before there was rechargeable flashlights and LED technology. You wanted a Maglite flashlight. Everybody had a Maglite flashlight. Well, you know, you could buy them at like Lowe's, and you could buy like the 4-cell and the 3-cell and the 2-cell, and they had D batteries in them.
Yeah.
Well, I bought a 12-cell one. I think it was a 12 or a 10. This thing was a damn baseball bat.
That's what I was going to say. It's like a weighted aluminum bat that lights up.
And you know, I kept this thing behind the seat of my pickup truck in school. Do you realize the damage you can do with this? I mean, and I got a flashlight to do. I could do it in the dark. And you know, the only times I will never forget, a good friend of mine, I'm not going to say his name on the radio, He's a very, very prominent citizen, and I'll leave it there in this town. But me and him used to get in some shenanigans in school, and we'd do some silly things. And he had a Ford Torino.
I know you're talking about.
And it had a 351 Windsor with a 4-speed, and we would go riding around. We're in this Grabber Green 69 Torino. And that's another thing, like, kids don't drive cars like that in high school now.
Nah, very not.
Except those,
like,
weird Johnny Depp, skinny jean kind of kids, you know what I mean? Like you know, it's like a status thing more than, like, they're into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or like their dad built it or something.
So, yeah, but anyway, but he would ride around this Torino, and his favorite thing to do would be rev it up and shut it off so it'd backfire. Ba, 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 ba! I got my vehicle searched for guns because of riding with him. And so here I am. I open the door, and the first thing I do is pull out my, you know, 3-foot-long flashlight that weighs 13 pounds. And the bad part was the batteries were dead, so it didn't even light
it's
up.
It's just for clocking people in the face.
Exactly. Why do you have such a big flashlight? You know, what are you that doesn't work?
Oh, it works.
Like a champ. I mean, you know, like literally, oh, the things you can do with that. You can light up a dark room, you know? You can light somebody up with it, sure enough, you needed to.
That's it.
I'm just saying, better swing. But I remember explaining this to my person. No, keep in mind, if you pulled out a flashlight like that now out of a car, you'd be on the news. They didn't even take it from me. They just told me that I shouldn't have it.
I had one of those little bats. Like, I don't know what they're used for, actually. I don't know what their intended purpose is, but it's like a half-scale baseball bat.
Check your tires. Tire buddy. Smack tires on a truck. That's what they do with
it. Okay, well, I kept one beside my driver's seat when I was in high school.
Yeah, well, I kept a flashlight that was as long as a yardstick.
Hey, man.
You know, I'm just saying.
Everybody's a little guy with a smart mouth. Yeah.
Well, I was a fat guy with a smart one, so it's okay. But, you know, I mean, now, if a kid had that in his car, I mean, like, you would be on the news.
It'd probably be a weapon.
Yeah, oh, it'd be like, they would think, like, you know, I could bring a nuclear bomb to school and not get any more press for it. You know, like, oh, my goodness, he has an assault flashlight. I mean, it's crazy, you know, but that's just the way things have changed now. Now kids want to drive an electric car to school.
I used to drive by Wade Hampton where you and I went to school, if you didn't know that. Yeah.
I'll tell you, hold that thought because we got a commercial break coming up. We got a commercial break coming up, and we're going to talk on this because it's really interesting how things have changed. We're taking this trip down memory lane. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts, your automotive host with Moose. In the studio, as always, we have the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to our new producer friend John's hometown of Asheville, North Carolina.
That's what I'm saying. Now, also, you were about to tell us the story.
Yeah, you know, this has been a couple years ago. What's going on?
My bad. Tell us the story.
No, this should just be proof on what Rob does whenever he's recording.
He watches himself.
You know what? I've got an eye for good entertainment, okay?
No, people think I'm lying when I say that this man is so ingrained in himself. That just proved everything.
He's recording a radio show and watching a video of himself.
Listen.
There are sometimes I look over and he's just looking at his reflection through the camera.
Listen, it's like, okay, look, I'm reading a comment. All right, just came across. Rob,
you're doing a show, Rob.
Rob could talk about anything. And it would still be great.
Okay. Richard, I'm sorry about your story, but this is what we kind of needed to get into.
This is Rob, a better segment.
Rob, this is an intervention, okay?
No.
You're just too ingrained at your own ego right now.
No, you are. No.
Rob, listen. Off air, you rattled off 30 comments that were just positive things about you.
To be fair, those are the only comments that are coming up.
Exactly. The professor serves a valid point. If it was a bad one, I would have read it.
But here's the thing. Why do you have to read them out loud? No one asked for you to do that.
They're entertaining.
No, they were not.
Have you subbed the channel yet, Patrick?
No.
I have not.
Why?
He probably disliked it.
Where's your phone?
I'm currently doing something.
Yeah, he's over there playing.
Are you watching Rob?
You caught me.
No. My buddy Evan already did that.
Exactly.
He's a good guy. He's a friend of the show.
The world can't be wrong. I'm just throwing that out there.
He got overjoyed with excitement because he shares the same sunglasses as you.
He has good taste in eye protection.
It scared me.
In UV protection.
Because I'm like, this is my own personal friend, and I see him on a day-to-day basis, and I've never seen him act this way, so I can't imagine what other fans you have act like.
This is the question I have for you.
What's up?
Does it make you feel good that my coolness runs over to you?
Yeah, that's for free, man.
Exactly. Like you get a perk.
Does it make you feel good that I produce the show?
It does. You know why? Because you make me sound good. And you know what? Out of all the producers we've had on this show,
I've stuck around the longest.
And you're the best.
We have not run you off yet.
You're the best.
There's been about four or five times this year.
Hey, what does Evan think about number six? Your show?
No, oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Wow.
Dang.
A true friend stabs you in the front. Okay, now that might have been a little over the line.
That one was over.
That one, he took a step in there. He was all in it.
That's
flat-footed in it.
That's so beneath you, Richard.
That's not beneath me, Patrick.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I've seen him go way lower.
I'm sorry.
I know I have too, and that's the sad thing.
But, you know what?
Well, it's not beneath me.
All right. This is the thing, Patty. You're the producer. You're the man. The puppet master himself. That's you. But I'm just saying, I mean, it's like instantly you earn cool points with your friend because you know me.
Okay. I was friends well before this.
But now he's like.
Now he looks up to you.
Exactly. He respects you.
Because I produce Rob Pitts's radio show.
You could put that on your resume.
I mean, it might help. I'm just throwing that out there.
It wouldn't hurt. Well, it might hurt. I guess it depends on what you were trying to apply for.
I probably would need like a screener from you. Like, this is where I'm applying.
No,
do you know anybody here? Yeah,
listen.
Do you know any exes that work here?
Okay, that could possibly be it. That could hinder you a little bit.
Yeah,
but
any exes' husbands?
that even worse. You know, I'm just saying though, it does like I'm kind of like the American Express card. Like membership has its benefits. You know what I'm saying?
What perk have I gotten out of this? Please tell me the perk I've gotten, because then I can tell you a million things that can just counteract it.
How about the gift of laughter?
How about the gift of bashing my car 24/7?
Listen.
We're only here for 2 hours.
Because you have bad choices.
We have a group chat on Facebook, and at least once a week you guys bring it up.
That's not 24/7.
That's really, that. You know what? That's hazing. That's like a college thing. We're initiating you into the cool club.
You should be happy. We talk more about your car than we do our own.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a lie.
Exactly.
Recently, it's been about your car.
His is because his is a big piece of stuff. So it's okay, though. Yeah. It's because it's his big piece of stuff. Just like yours is made for girls, it's all right. You know why? Because that's what makes us all different.
Individuals.
You know what? Like Richard is a suave and strapping professional looking male. You look like, you know, a nerdy librarian, science geek, and I have those classic American good looks.
Okay.
It's just one
of
those things.
Hold up.
We're all playing that hand we were dealt.
First of all,
work with what you got.
First of all, if there's anybody who's the best looking dude in here, it's Richard.
Hey,
Richard is suave. Okay. I will give you that. Richard is.
Thank you for that, Patrick. I will not say anything bad about you for the rest of the show.
And second of all,
don't make promises you can't keep.
Richard. All right, man.
Do I really look nerdy? Do I look geeky?
Don't make me answer that.
Really?
You don't.
Man. You're wearing.
I'll put it like this.
Never mind. I can't say.
I'll put it like this. If I walked in this room and somebody said, "Hey, you need to pick someone to do your taxes," it would be you.
Okay, that's beside the point. I love math, but that's beside the point.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, not helping this case any at all.
So.
Don't you read like fan fiction for your Pokemons or whatever they are?
Okay. No. Let's not spread that rumor, because that's not happening.
Didn't you read a book that was backwards?
Yeah, it's called manga.
All right.
Okay. You know, it's not. You know how your mother always told you it wasn't right to lie? There's some situations where
it's
it is. That's one of them.
It's not fan fiction.
You read a book that's backwards.
Yes, because it was originally in Japanese and
unless
then translated into English.
It doesn't matter
why. Unless you think dyslexic, I don't see where that's ever any good. That makes no sense.
It was made in Japanese, and that's the way the Japanese read the books.
Yeah, well, this is America.
Then it translated into English, therefore we have to read it the same way.
You were just eating your burrito salad with a fork. So unless you
eat it with chips.
Listen, Mr. Miyagi, I don't care what you do. What you do, you
just offended like three different cultures right then and there.
You,
but that's not the point.
You know what offends me? People that read books backwards. That's what bothers me.
You know what offends me? People think that they're better looking than me.
You get offended a lot.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
You know what the sad thing is?
I'm trying to be the truthful friend.
You know what? I'm not going to stoop that low. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, Lord. You know what?
I'm
not
going to
do
it. No, I'm not going to do
it.
Because you know why?
Why?
Because we got to go to a commercial break. That's right. I stole your thunder. That's right, guys. We'll be right back here on 106.3 WORD.
Hey.
I ended it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy. I got to turn that volume down. It's a little hot right there in my cans. About mess myself rather scared myself. Anyway, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru / slicker than a freshly mopped floor.
I know something.
The professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Sioux City, Iowa.
You know, We're talking about high school cars. We kind of got off on a rant talking about my awesomeness, but now we're back on track. So we're talking about high school cars. What do you think 20 years from now is going to be, Professor? Now, if kids are already not wanting to drive, and they're wanting to drive Focus STs.
I don't feel good about it.
I don't either. I don't feel good about it.
That would be, what, 2039?
Do you realize how old I would be?
60.
That's crazy. 60 years old.
I'm not going to see it, man.
I hope so.
Let's just be realistic.
I mean.
I don't know. To be honest with you, though, I don't think it'll change as much as it seems like it would. You know, we were talking about Back to the Future and cars are supposed to fly now and all that. And,
which is a total letdown, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think I want to take the Murata up in the air.
Yeah, yeah. That hover conversion, I'd probably take a hold on.
Yeah. I'll stay on the ground.
Don't
you
know the tire manufacturers would hate that because then you wouldn't be wearing out tires.
That's true. That's true.
I think Goodyear put that baby to bed if you catch my drift. Like, nope, you ain't doing that.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, we're never going to be able to operate without fossil fuels. The very notion that we can is just positively silly. We're still going to have gas-powered cars in 2039, maybe a few more electrics, or maybe by then, you know, they really will have decided the truth that electric cars are a stupid idea. Sorry, Kyle.
Kyle right now is like, I thought I converted you guys.
I came on your show.
We did.
But it's just, you know, I'd be surprised if things aren't more similar than they are different.
I'm with you. You got a way of putting things. Like,
thank you.
You do, Professor. Like, it calms me the way you put things. Like, you know, it's all right.
You know, that's
it's still going to suck, but maybe not suck quite as bad.
Yeah.
It's basically what you're saying.
I think the cars will be ugly.
You know what kills me about cars of the future is, like you see these. Like, I'll give you one. I'll give you a good one. The Pontiac Banshee.
That was the thing that led up to the fourth gen F-body. Correct?
Right.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I'd drive one of those.
That thing is not even remotely user-friendly. I don't think it had doors.
No, I think the canopy.
Yeah, like you hopped in it or something, like you beamed yourself in or something. But, like, that's not a useful vehicle.
No, no.
And which a fourth-gen Camaro really isn't either. But, beside the point.
I mean, it's got some uses.
This old Firebird. Yeah, well, other than picking up chicks, I mean, it really wasn't
and
that great.
Drag racing.
It was all right at that, too. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't never look like that. You know what I mean? They always come out like they'll use the emblems that were on it. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. That's stupid. I feel like Americans love cars, but we've gotten so tech crazy that...
Well, Americans love their phone more, and that's what bothers me.
Yeah.
And I catch myself doing it just as much as the next guy.
And we say Americans. I mean, again,
it's a worldwide thing.
Yeah, I hear the car scene in Bangladesh is the same way.
Right. Well, but this is the thing that's crazy is it's almost like the changing of cool.
I don't know anything about the car scene in Bangladesh.
Well, you know.
I don't even know where Bangladesh is.
It's called a globe. You know that round thing? A little bit of the blue's water. I'll go ahead and tell you that.
That's most of it.
That's a lot of it. And but you see what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the changing of cool. Like, back when we were in school, you know, you had a cell phone that made phone calls. That's what it did. It didn't send text messages. It didn't get pictures. It didn't take pictures. It literally was a phone. You didn't subscribe to your fantasy football league on it.
Keep talking.
I'm just saying. But you see where I'm getting at. What?
Talking.
I am talking.
What are they paying you for?
I have no idea.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
How much are they paying you?
I don't like to discuss my finances while I'm on the air.
It's enough.
Can we talk during a commercial?
It's enough to keep his cell phone on. I know that because he's on it all the time. So, but this
the Wi-Fi's good here.
We've got good Wi-Fi.
We got good Wi-Fi.
That's probably why he took the job. He took a dollar cut in pay to come here because we have better Wi-Fi.
No.
Did you ask him about the Wi-Fi before you jumped in?
No, honestly, no.
Really?
They just said that, you know, we have this car show that's going to be like number one in the state, and you should probably get on it. And yeah. I said, okay. And then I sat here, and I'm like, why did I do this?
You know what? Because you enjoy it.
I enjoyed it. Richard.
Thank you. Again.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen, I pull for you all the time. I do.
Really?
I say good things about you.
Have you listened to the Upstate Pulse?
Like twice a week.
Twice a week you listen to the Upstate Pulse?
Yes. I listen to it twice because I like it so much.
He listens to it again.
Okay, sure.
It's even better the second time.
Sure. What did we talk about last week?
Pokemon.
You talked about tech and video games and new movies.
Yeah. See?
I'm glad you listened to one promo that we have.
Listen, it was by accident, but we did get it, okay?
I was trying to listen to this show.
The professor wanted to hear himself. But you know what? There's nothing.
This is why the podcasts go up late.
this sabotage is what it is.
I'm joking.
It's all right.
Clawing your way up to the top, huh?
It's all right. It's all right. I'm just typing up a text to Steve now. Okay, just sabotage.
Does he even know who I am?
Well, once I explain to him who you are, you're in trouble. Okay. Well, what's he look like? Hey, smile. That guy. Oh. He works there still? I thought I fired him. But
he still works there? He's on the air.
Did we run him off?
What's his radio name?
Oh, that's that one. Oh, Limp. There you go, him. So, anyway. Cars in high school. But I think it's the change of the guard. The technology's different. You know, you've got guys now that are literally driving cross country in a world record in a damn iPhone on wheels.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, it is. That's what it is at the end of the day. And it's cool. Don't get me wrong. It's exciting, and it's a part of the car hobby, so I love it. If you like it, I love it, because that's what makes our hobby great. But on the other hand, it kind of makes me sad, because you've got guys now that are losing interest for the classics. You've got guys that don't like 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s cars, 90s cars, because all they're worried about is, does it have Wi-Fi? You know, or whatever. That's the thing. And the thing you got to understand is you got to be able to respect your history. Without these cars through the decades, there wouldn't be all this technological mumbo jumbo.
Oh, and another thing, you think about, you know, high school kids.
I feel like I just preached. Can I get it?
Yeah. I mean,
do I send an offer and play around now or after we sing?
This is when you plug your YouTube channel.
That's a good one.
Amen.
Rabbits use cars.
That's what I'm saying. Love it.
Preaching to the choir.
Can I get an amen?
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Another thing part of being, you know, a high school hot rodder is you learn how to work on cars. You work on your own cars. You know, you and your dad restore a car. And, you know, you can't really do that. Well, you can still do it with today's cars, but
it's not the same.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could always have a tuner, you know, when you hop up your vehicle, just, you know, pull out the whoever makes tuners now. It seems like a lot is lost that is nostalgic, that
it's changed.
I don't know that you can bring it back. And again, unless you do buy your kid a 66 Mustang or whatever, which, I mean, stuff like that will always be cool.
I think so, but I see it. It's not as cool as it used to be. And I granted, you know, it's more expensive. It's everything. I understand that.
Yeah, there's no more $3,000 66 Mustang.
Well, that, and then you also have instant gratification from your electronic devices. And, you know, they could put a tune in a car in 5 minutes and it makes another 100 horsepower, where it would take you weeks of working on a car to get another 100 horsepower.
And weeks of working at the movie theater to
pay for it. And speaking of paying for things, we got to pay for this radio show, so we got to take a commercial break. Guys, hang tight. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour on a budget.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right, all right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods.
On 106.3 WORD.
In the studio, as always, Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Birmingham, Alabama.
I like Alabama. I like Alabama.
Alabama's a nice place.
We're getting kind of worldly now. You notice that? Like,
yeah.
Birmingham, that's a big town.
I get stuck in the Southeast. I guess it's because it's where we live. But
well, you know, there's worse places.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is worse places. So we're talking about high school cars and kids. Let's have a little scenario.
A scenario
for you.
Okay.
Professor, your 16-year-old son coming to you, say, Dad. Which gives me cold chills just thinking about
it. Yeah, man, me too. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Me Who are you?
If you
you can't prove that.
Easy how you say that. But the professor and I, we're kind of empty nesters. So but this is the thing. We ain't got no carpet runners running around the house or anything. Or there's my dad. My dad's favorite saying for kids, tricycle motors. That's what he calls kids. That's and I naturally call kids that. Got a whole bushel of tricycle motors over there. He came up to you and said he wanted a GT Mustang. Would you let him drive it?
Would I let him drive it or would I let him have it?
Let him have it to go to school in.
No.
Really?
No.
See, I'd be that cool dad.
It's not a matter of cool.
I said I wouldn't take him out and show him how to respect it.
That makes a difference. There are those rare exceptions where young people can handle and respect and be mature with these very fast hot rods. But I truly believe, you know, I told you about my dad when I graduated. If he had bought me a new Mustang GT, I don't think that I'd be sitting here with you right now.
No, because you'd probably be on TV or something, because you'd be super cool then. No, I'm just kidding. No, I do see your point.
It's...
Because you'd still be hanging out with the cheerleader chicks. That's why.
I'm an uncle. I'm not a father. But I know how protective I am of, like, my nieces and nephews that I can't imagine being able to sleep.
Oh, I can only imagine my parents. Knowing the things I was driving. Like, it really...
Yeah, I mean, you had it. It was about as bad as it got back then.
Yeah, granted, you know, 215 horsepower. I mean, it's enough to kill you, but you know what I mean. But, you know, that's... I think you got to have a feel for your kids.
You do. You do. You can't answer that question without...
And knowing what I know about me and knowing what my parents probably don't know, I probably wouldn't turn my kid loose in a GT Mustang.
That's it. I mean, you got to know.
I wouldn't turn my kid off a leash, much less in a car, knowing some of the things I did that my parents still don't know about.
You got to know your kids, and I don't know any of my kids, if there are any. So, I mean, you got to.
The professor doesn't leave the house on Father's Day just in case. Somebody knocks on the door, you just pull the covers over your head.
I think there's other options. Like, I'm all for giving a kid a cool car, you know, and that is like the old slow.
Like Smitty, the mini truck for his son. That's a cool one.
And his friends are going to freaking love it. He's going to be a legend. And unless, you know, airline pops off or something, he's not going to hurt himself in it.
No.
So, yeah, that's exactly what I mean. There's better alternatives, I think.
Actually, you know what? In a lot of ways, the mini truck is probably the perfect first vehicle.
You're going to learn how to work on it.
Well, yeah, you're definitely going to learn some mechanical skills. Two, especially in the case of the Meth Bus Mini that they're building for his son, it's got a raised floor. So the floor's been channeled over the frame. It's got bucket seats in it. I'm 6'2", and I have to fold up to fit in it. I promise you, we ain't got to worry about no grandbabies being made in that. I'll just leave it there.
Yeah, you can't even really use the bed anymore, can you?
Yeah, the bed's 3 inches deep. So I'm just saying.
That actually, yeah.
That thing right there is the perfect birth control. Is a mini truck.
Unless if Smitty's son's listening right now. He's like, what?
What? I don't want that thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is what I mean.
Like, I mean, like there used to be an Astro van that rode around and cruised with us back in the day, and it was lowered and had wheels on it. It had a bumper sticker on the back glass that said, "Don't laugh, your daughter's been in here." That, could you imagine having a daughter in a van coming and picking her up?
No.
I would shoot.
I don't know about shoot.
I would go grab my Maglite flashlight.
I don't know about shoot, but maybe punch in the face repeatedly. Have fun.
Here. Like, I'd feel better if he come up in a GT Mustang than a minivan.
That's true. That's true. And I can attest that my high school girlfriend wasn't very big, and neither am I, as you know. And, you know, we were teenagers, so obviously flexible and healthy. But tell you what, folding up in the back of a 66 Mustang with your lady is not.
Leah Coca was not thinking about that with the secretaries.
Leah Coca had a daughter.
Yeah, exactly. And he designed that Mustang just like he did. The... I tell you, you know, but that's the thing, like, that's the cool thing is you can get your kids something cool that's not necessarily a super fast car or something like that. I mean, it doesn't, you know, you don't want, he's out of the room, we can talk about FJs.
All right.
You don't have to get your kid an FJ Cruiser. And I mean, and he'll hate you for the rest of his life.
Yeah, not your son, at least.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you do want grandchildren eventually. And poor Patrick, Lord knows that's never going to happen. I'm just saying.
Jeez.
I hope he listens to it. I love this. Puts joy in my heart. But hey, Patty, you back?
Hey, welcome back, buddy.
How was the walk to the trash can?
I heard everything.
You heard nothing. I hear all.
Try me.
Anyway,
that's like the seventh time he said that tonight.
Try me.
Try me.
Eight.
There we go. Number eight.
Really? So anyway, I think the moral of the story, stay away from the FJ Cruisers, stay away from the super fast cars. Get your kids something cool. Get them something they can wrench on.
Get something that you can spend time with them with.
That's something else, too. I remember wrenching with my dad in the garage. And, you know, whether it was, you know, like, and the first thing that pops in my head is so silly. And it really was extremely silly on the car. I put it on. I remember putting a fuel pressure gauge. Why do I need to know my fuel pressure while driving down the road in a relatively stock Mustang? Because it looks cool. That's why.
That's fuel injected.
That's fuel injected. But I thought that was the neatest thing ever. My liquid-filled fuel pressure gauge on the cowl.
That was some nice stuff back in the day.
I mean, but if you had a fuel pressure gauge, you were that guy.
Your car must be fast.
Yeah, it's got a fuel pressure gauge on it, so you know it's fast. No, it's got a $35 odometer gauge on it. That's what it is.
Yeah. Didn't have any nitrous.
No, just a gauge. I had the gauge for a year before the nitrous. I just liked my gauge. I didn't fill the bottle for another year. You know what I'm saying? But I had it.
I had nitrous in my Trans Am that I think got used twice.
But you probably told 13 million people you had it.
Oh, I would pop my hatch at every opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's just a nitrous bottle.
Yeah, it's just, oh, here's my nitrous. Or you riding around with a helmet in the back of your car, going the drag strip. You know, that was my thing. Like, you had your, oh, my goodness, you drag race?
Yeah.
Yeah, twice.
You're a race car driver.
Exactly. But you know what? I remember putting that fuel pressure gauge in with my dad in the driveway.
That's it.
We've got a shop. This 6,000 square feet with every tool known to man, lifts, jacks, any kind of fabrication tool you need. And I remember putting that gauge in my driveway with my dad. That was, you know what I'm saying?
That's what it's all about, man.
And that's 25 years later, I still remember that. And I love it.
And your dad still remembers it, too.
And my dad, yeah, because he's still complaining about me driving a Mustang. And I quit driving those things years ago. But I'm telling you guys, that's the fun part. Guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network
from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.